will happen to the Vatican in this battle for King of the Mountain. You may not like to hear this, but you're being told and warned, because history is coming to its culmination. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Come out of her, my people, says the Lord.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next 2 hours, they're going to be the views of Constance Cumby. And we're going to be talking about the New Age. We're going to be talking about theosophy. We're going to be talking about the common denominator behind everything that's going on today. Because if you look at the things that are taking place, they really don't make sense. Why would America be fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan? And, of course, we actually had, well, I can remember, you can go up on the Internet and look at the 60-minute program that was on in December of 2009. And basically, we just had 60,000 American troops in Afghanistan at the time. We actually had 100,000 contractors. We were paying the majority of the salaries for about 45,000 NATO troops, and we were training another 300,000 Afghan troops. And Obama was going to bring in an additional 30,000 American troops into Afghanistan to fight al-Qaeda. Well, of course, as Steve Croft said, but, you know, there's never been more than 100 members of al-Qaeda. There aren't probably less than 100 members of al-Qaeda. Why are you bringing in another 30,000 American troops to fight al-Qaeda when there's less than 100 members of al-Qaeda here? And without blinking an eye, President Obama said, well, they're plotting against America, and my job is to defend America, and nobody challenged him. Does that make sense? And then, of course, down in Syria, where we know that we're funding al-Qaeda, we funded al-Qaeda certainly when they first took control of Egypt. We're funding this Muslim terrorist movement throughout the Middle East, and a lot of it's being done through a Mr. Gulen, who's an agent who works very closely with the CIA, a multi-billionaire, one of the richest men in the world, who you'll never see mentioned by the controlled medium. But of course, he is certainly involved with this whole radical Islamic movement, and certainly he's so radical they even threw him out of Turkey. He's a Turk, but they threw him out of Turkey, and so the CIA brought him to America. They work very closely with him as he funds this radical Islamic movement. How can you explain what's going on today logically? And you can't. So if you can't explain it logically, there has to be another explanation. And that's why I ask us, certainly, Constance, to come on with us tonight to talk about the other dimension, because there is another dimension. There are many, many strange things going on all throughout the world, and you can only understand them if you understand there's a supernatural component to everything taking place. Constance, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Dr. Stan.
Now, tell us a little bit, how did you ever stumble on theosophy? I'd never even heard of theosophy before I heard you talking about it there in the early 1980s.
Well, I literally did stumble upon it. In fact, I'd never given it much thought, hadn't even particularly heard of it prior to 1981 when I discovered it. And I started finding a strange line of logic on books on a shelf in a Christian bookstore, United Methodist Bookstore, Cokesbury in downtown Detroit. And it was at a time of personal crisis in my life when I was looking for inspirational things to get me from one day to the next. My husband had had a severe accident and lost both legs above the knee, and it was a traumatizing time for us, and I was just groping to make it from one day to the next during that period of time. And when I was through with all the nice books on the shelf that helped me with those things, and I started noticing another line of books on the shelf that had things that didn't look like anything I remembered from Sunday school, and the books were from various religious denominations, but none of them sounded particularly like the teachings of their own denomination.
Hold that thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We, the staff at Freeze Dry Guy, have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal.
Yes, we'll
thank
get
you,
right
boss.
Back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and the counselor was talking about how in the early 1980s, with a personal tragedy in her life, her husband had had an automobile accident, but lost both legs above the knee, and Sydney, she and he were both having a difficult time accepting that their lives had changed. I mean, Constance was a successful lawyer, her husband was a successful gentleman, and basically suddenly everything's changed, and Constance began reading religious books. books, going to stores, and after reading a number of books, hoping to find solace and support in the Christian literature, she came across a series of books, some of them certainly from various sects of Christianity, but they were all certainly have a common denominator. They were talking about a different form of spiritualism, a form of spiritualism certainly that she had never understood before. It was almost supernatural, and it tied into the Buddhism and all these other religions throughout the world, and talked about the necessity for a one world government. It talks about a spiritualism and about forces out there, which Constance certainly recognized had nothing to do with Christianity. And so her interest was piqued. I mean, what was this all about? Because this was a significant number of the books that were in Christian bookstores were pushing a philosophy that was not Christian. So pick up the story there.
Yes, Dr. Stanton, they were also promoting a radically different political philosophy that looked like it was calling for radical change in our systems of governance. And I wondered where they were getting these things, and I wondered if this extended. So I started looking at the Doubleday bookstore, which was in the Penobscot building where I was located when I first found this information. And they had many books on the shelf, too, and I started looking at a line of logic running through those books where it just about everything was good for you but Orthodox Christianity, Orthodox Judaism, or monotheism of any type. And if you were into other things, you'd be a much better earth keeper. You would be a better custodian of the planet that we're on. And you would take better care of your animals, better care of your house, so on and so forth. But if you were into monotheism, you were not going to be a good earth keeper. And so I started collecting these things, and one day I bought 5 books at the Christian, at the Methodist bookstore, and just took them home one night and started examining common elements. I had been an analyst for the Michigan House of Representatives even before I went to law school, and a legislative analyst, a speechwriter, and I was used to doing that type of work. And taking things apart and looking at common elements. And I didn't really start putting it all together until I found a book called The Aquarian Conspiracy by Marilyn Ferguson, Political and Social Change in the 1980s. And all the things I found disturbing, she found encouraging. And she said that this was a vast leaderless network and that they were unified by their earth-shaking experiences, which she obviously was referring to a form of mysticism that could be induced either by drugs or by various meditational techniques, and that once the people went through those earth-shattering experiences, they tended to see things alike, and that they were made kindred by these things, and they would seek other people out and enthusiastically talk about it, but they would be reticent to talk if they encountered any type of criticism whatsoever because their notions had been too easily misunderstood in the past. She said this thing spoke to something very ancient and something very new. And she had a chapter called
This referred to something very ancient and yet very new. And basically, yeah. I mean, this almost would appear to be a paradox, but it's really not. This has been around for a long period of time. It's only been reintroduced. And of course, it is responsible for the dramatic changes we see in our society. And certainly this was not the world that I was raised in or that Constance was raised in, but there are these powerful spiritual forces that people are tapping into, and they certainly, these forces dominate every aspect of our life today, and most people are not even aware of why America is changing, but it is because people with this new philosophy who worship a different spiritual entity have gained control of the reins of power, and some of the richest men in the world are deeply involved in this whole world occult movement. Go right ahead, Constance.
Okay. Well, I was tracking this thing, and Marilyn Ferguson had a chapter called Spiritual Adventure Connection with the Source. And the developments I found disturbing in the religious world, she loved, and she said, now the heretics are gaining ground. Doctrine is losing its authority, and knowing is superseding belief. And she talked about all the same. It was the things I was discovering that I found disturbing. She thought meant that they were on the ascendancy. So I had that book, and she had a reference at the end of that chapter to a book called the New Age Bible. So it's called the Aquarian Gospel, and I tracked that book down at the Methodist bookstore, no less. And it shouldn't have been there on the shelves. It was pretty bad, but I tracked that book down and started reading it, and I came to chapter 14, and I stopped dead in my tracks. First of all, in the introduction, which is by, she said, the scribe to the messenger, these folks were all plugged into something, and they were receiving what they considered telepathic messages from spirits. And they said that the Aquarian master sitting in council had formulated an answer to the question, was Jesus the Christ? And they said Jesus was not always the Christ. He had become the Christ by leading a life of strenuous service and equipping himself to receive the Christ consciousness. And I remembered a passage in the Bible about in the last days, some will turn to doctrines of demons. And here, who were these Aquarian masters sitting in council that these folks were plugged into accepting these teachings, and which were just like the mirror? You took the Bible and the mirror image opposite. It was just like everything was inside out. And so I had that book. I had the Aquarian Conspiracy, and I had to learn more about it, but I was, at this point, I was kind of stymied. And I didn't have tools to take it much further. And so I carried the, I knew that I had enough political background. I had a political background. I knew Michigan politics almost as encyclopedically as I know the New Age movement today, maybe equally so. And I knew political movements when I saw them. And this thing had all the indicators of both a political movement and a religious movement. So what I did was carry those two books with me, because Marilyn Ferguson said when folks saw it, they would light up and talk to each other. So I figured, well, hey, two can play that game. So I carried those two books with me, hoping somebody would pick up on it. And it took one day, the very next day after I started calling it, carrying them, a lawyer that was on the other side of me in court picked up on it. And he came across the room just beaming, and he said, I see you have the Aquarian Gospel. And, well, I made a bad mistake, Dr. Stan, one I don't recommend. I told him very bluntly what I thought of the Aquarian Gospel, what I thought of the Aquarian Conspiracy, and what I thought of the collective intelligence of those who plugged into that. Well, I didn't get much information out of him. The smile came off his face, poor guy, and he said, oh, that's my wife's thing. I don't know very much about it. But I could tell from the initial glow on his face that indeed it had been his thing, too. So I decided I'd better be a little bit more, quote, cool, unquote, as they say. And I continued to carry those books with me. But the next person I ran into was talking politics to me, not religion. And he was running for Detroit Common Council. And told me he was thinking of running. Very bright guy, and I encouraged him. I said, "Well, I think you'd make a tremendous compliment. You know, let me know if there's anything you can do." And I didn't have my mind on anybody's political campaign because I was so disturbed at what I was finding. I just wanted to go to the nearest church and curl up under an altar somewhere so I wouldn't get in any more trouble before end time events transpired. But anyway, he called me and said he was definitely going to run, and he was going to have a party at his house at 6 o'clock on Sunday night, a time I was normally in church somewhere, and that he and his wife would be honored if I would join them. So I said I would, but I really didn't have any intention of going. I was on my way to church, and all at once I thought, maybe you'd better go to that party. Somebody's likely to be there who knows something about it, and maybe they can tell you more about this. And then I thought, and if they're not at that party, it's not big enough to worry about, because he was a really nice guy, but he tended to attract the local eccentrics. So anyway, I headed for the party, and it was kind of difficult to chit-chat having this material on my mind. And he introduced his campaign manager, who was a woman he had introduced me to 14 years ago. And she was a woman I'd had a very strange conversation with a year earlier. in the cafeteria of the Penobscot building where I was when I had first discovered this material, and it was during a period of time when I was really hadn't made the discoveries. But when she heard about my husband's accident, he had lost both legs above the knee, and she said, "Well, Connie," she said, "I can come over and heal him for you." I said, "Phyllis, he lost both legs above the knee." She said, "Doesn't matter, I can heal him." And I said, "Well, tell me, Phyllis, how do you plan to accomplish that?" And she said, "With cosmic energies I received from the universe." Well, I looked at my associate, young attorney, and he looked at me, and we both managed miraculously to keep straight faces. It was not easy. And we excused ourselves from dinner, and as soon as we hit the elevator, we started laughing. We got up to our suite on the 20th floor, and we were both howling. I was almost hyperventilating. And I gasped and said, "She comes over and puts those legs back on him, she'll make a believer out of me." And it was just funny.
And yet, of course, these people are deathly serious. They really believe they do tap into a supernatural power, and they do. They may not be able to replace legs, but they can replace the whole way we look at the world. And this is what is so frightening, because there really is a supernatural power. You can tap into it, and you certainly do not want to. In fact, the scriptures tell us to avoid it at all costs.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Constance is talking about certainly meeting a woman who was deeply involved in this, who told her about this higher power that exists in the universe. Now, that basically there is this movement for mind sciences, that this is called the New Age movement, that there is certainly whole purpose was to usher in this new world movement and usher in the Antichrist. And the Antichrist, certainly, the inference was the Antichrist is really not a bad person at all. This is not a bad force. This is a good force, and we're going to have a new world. Now, certainly, this is just over a short, relatively short period of time. Constance is running into all sorts of people who are deeply involved in this. They understand exactly what they're doing. They really believe that they are going to change the world and bring in this new world order headed by the Antichrist, who is a good guy. And basically, this was just devastating to Constance. She had no idea that this existed. Now, remember, we're talking about 30 years ago. It exists today. These people are in key positions in our government today. And the fact that you've never heard of it is simply a reflection of the fact that their agents control the mass media and largely determine what the American people think and believe. But this is the major reason why the message of our churches and why the music of our churches has changed, because they've infiltrated our churches, they've infiltrated our government, they're within our military, they're within our banking system, within our corporations, they direct our educational system, and they largely determine what the American people think and believe. Go right ahead, Constance.
Okay, Dr. Stan.
If you disagree with anything I said, please go ahead.
Okay. Well, it's pretty extensive, although I think that knowledge of it has caught on in many circles. I don't think that they've had as smooth a path as they anticipated they were going to have in 1981 when Phyllis had that first conversation with me, because they were operating under the illusion that only their own initiates could understand what was plainly written in some of their books, and they were absolutely safe from detection, and they believed that no backlash had developed. And, of course, the backlash did develop, and I think you and I had a small part in that backlash. And there are still brilliant things being written. I was just sent a brilliant book today. I'm just starting to look at it, and it's by an African-American fellow. Absolutely brilliant, the book looks. I'm just starting to get into it. Dr. David Livingstone, Black Terror, White Soldiers, Islam, Fascism, and the New Age by David Livingstone. And I'm just, I don't know what his full thesis is on it, but it's obvious that he's done immense research on it and understands the New Age movement very thoroughly. And so and then there was the actor who played the son in Sanford and Son, Lamont, and Damon Wilson, and he wrote a book about the New Age movement without trying to educate people about it. There have been many people who have done some fine work. There have also been people attempting to put out disinformation to make people think it's not quite as big and bad as it really is. And this was one of the surprises I had. But after that dinner with Phyllis, the next thing I found was a book in a health food store at department at Sears called The Magic of Findhorn by Paul Hawken. And that was how I stumbled onto the theosophical element on this, and he wrote about this New Age community in Scotland, David Spangler. The people were out there saying, hey, this is, I'm the devil. You've just said you love the devil. It was a manifestation that appeared to, allegedly appeared to a famous scientist, Dr. Crombie, in an Edinburgh park in Scotland. And he had so many things that the theosophists were gathered there and a number of others. They were a community of light. They had met The founders had met at a moral rearmament movement in England, which was supposed to have been a Christian group, people thought. But that book was an important clue to me, and so I added that to my repertoire. And then one day, my son handed me the Detroit Free Press, and there was a picture on the front page of talked about the Mayflower Bookstore. It was a color picture, and it said it was a metaphysical clubhouse of sorts for people into these philosophies. And my son handed it to me and said, "Mom, this looks like the kind of thing you were talking about." I said, "It sure does." And this was in still 1981, late spring 1981. And when I closed my office that day, I made a trip out to the Mayflower Bookstore in Ferndale, Michigan. My office then was in downtown Detroit. And I walked in, they said, we're closed. And I said, "Well, I drove a long way to get here, and I'm prepared to pay cash." And I said, "Do you have anything on Findhorn?" That's how I thought it was pronounced back then. He said, "You mean Findhorn?" I said, "Yes." And he said, "Our Findhorn section is right down there. Our David Spangler section is right down there." And then I said, "Do you have anything on the New Age movement?" And he said, looked at me like I was crazy, and he said, "Lady, the whole darn store."
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Hold that thought. Constance now is going through the materials. She's putting herself on the mailing list so that basically people involved with the New Age will begin sending her information and directing her towards the books that will explain what is going on. Everything has been done to conceal the truth from the average American. The average American, the average minister, the average teacher has very little idea where these ideas come from, but there is a small, well-organized cadre that knows exactly what they're doing, has a network of bookstores, of interlocking groups, and their goal is to transform America, to transform the world in preparation for the coming of the Antichrist. And they know exactly what they're doing because they recognize that the God they worship is not the God of the Bible. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, that was I was digging on this, and I continued to explore both the political connections, which I knew at that point were vast, and I continued to explore some of the religious links on it, and I discovered that it was the Protestant bookstore, the Cokesbury, which is liberal Methodist, was thoroughly littered with it. But I went down to the Catholic bookstore on Washington Boulevard over St. Aloysius Church in downtown Detroit. And their bookstore at that time, I'm happy to tell you they've cleaned it out up since. I haven't looked at it recently, but the last time I looked at it, they pretty much scrubbed the New Age stuff out of there. But it was like a huge New Age bookstore in and of itself back in those days. And I was startled with, I had copies of the Aquarian Conspiracy and New Age Politics by Mark Satin, and I presented them to my minister, who went on to become the head of Moody Bible Institute, and I was kind of hoping he would just take this and run with it. And for a while, he did seem very interested. And but then he evidently decided there was nothing to it. And so I thought, well, hey, my clients pay me for advice, they'll listen. This is something to be concerned about. So every client I had got a briefing on the New Age movement, whether they wanted it or not. Fortunately, about all of them graciously accepted it. And they told their ministers and they told their priests. And one day I was contacted by a Catholic priest, a very young one, a new one from Detroit, who said that a boyhood friend of his had come to see him, had been terrified. And what did you have that scared this man back to church? He hadn't darkened a church door in years. And so I invited him to come to my office and look. And he came to my office and went through the materials, and he was going, wow, I can hardly believe I'm holding this in my hand. And he finally said, we have a tremendous job facing us, how to wake people up without scaring them to death. And so he took an interest in it, and so did and many others, and the base kind of started with my own client base. And we eventually talked, were organized, where I would just lay out the material and present it to people, and people who wanted to come and hear would come and hear, and about the same 30 people kept coming back every week to hear this. This had been a little conspiracy, too, with my former law partner, who thought I was spending too much professional time on it at the office and wanted to get isolated so I could practice law during the week and just focus on this on the weekends. And at any rate, there were stories that one day I was cataloging my books. I get into a lot of trouble when I catalog my library, and I've been doing that lately, too, and refreshing my memory on things. And I've made an incredible links, pieces I hadn't put together before. But at that time, I was computer cataloging my books, and I was sitting at Anita Baker's computer. She was the secretary for our law office back in those days, the singer who became so very famous later. And I stumbled onto Benjamin Krem's book, The Reappearance of the Christ, and I kind of whistled when I saw it, because everything I had laid out, he had laid out, but he basically said that everything was in motion for the reappearance of the Christ and his executives, the Masters of Wisdom, and that he had a section on how the plan is working out.
And they refer to it as the plan with a capital P, and there is
capital
a plan.
Capital T, right. Capital P, yeah.
Right, go ahead.
Well, anyway, I kind of whistled, and I just summarized it with one line. I said, you'd have to see this one for yourself to believe it. And I thought the book was important, so I carried it around with me, and I had to be in court in St. Clair Shores, Michigan, Michigan's a suburb in the on Lake St. Clair in the Detroit area. And I've after court, and when I got back to my office, I discovered that book was missing. Well, it was not, Dr. Stan, the kind of book that I got on the phone and said, my name is Constance Cumby. I'm an attorney in downtown Detroit, and I lost my copy of The Reappearance of the Christ by Benjamin Krem. I was just hoping the janitor would quietly throw it in the wastebasket and never mention it to anybody else again. But I had to have that book. So when I closed my office that night, I ran out to the Mayflower bookstore, and at that point they were well aware of my staunch opposition to their movement. And I walked in, but they were kind of amused because I was spending a lot of money in there too, and my money was as green as anybody else's. And I walked in, and John Barnswell, the assistant manager, was standing there, and he said, well, what can I help you with tonight, Constance? And I said, you have a copy of The Reappearance of the Christ by Benjamin Krem? And he says, nope, sorry, we're all sold out. But here, and he handed me a flyer. He said, Unity's bringing him to town. You can go hear him in person. And I just stared at that flyer. I just stared at it. Unity in Detroit was extremely large, extremely influential, extremely politically powerful. And at that point, many politicians in town thought they had to make obligatory appearances there from time to time to stay in the good graces of part, at least a substantial part of their electorate. It was a very popular place in Detroit at that point in time. And I looked at that and I thought, I stared at that thing and I said, well, this is no Christ, that's for sure. But if Unity is bringing him to town, something big is going on.
Well, now, is Unity a church? Was it a political group?
A very large church. It's the new church. They're headquartered at Lee's Summit, Missouri. It's a large church. They're all over the world. They have very large headquarters, very large churches, several churches. There's many Unity churches here in our area. Mary Ann Williamson came to the Detroit area and ran a very, very large one in Warren, Michigan for quite some time. It's big, it's powerful, it's a very large, well-established, what they call New Thought Religious Church, International New Thought Association, I think they may call their network, and it's been around, and it's both they were dedicated, sorry to say, one of the speakers at their dedication in Warren was Dr. Robert Schuller, who was a prominent figure straddling both the evangelical world and New Age world for many years. But anyway, they were. I thought, if Unity's in this, something's going on. So I made some plans to attend, and I got a few allies, some of my clients and some friends of my clients, and a few big fellows that if there was any trouble, I'd be protected. And we went that night, and in fact, they were charging admission at the door. It was not free. I think it was $10 a person to get in, which we paid. And they were packed out totally. The hall seated 1,300, and those seats were all full. People were standing. They had exhibit booths. And when I walked in, just many, many organizations, about every cult in town was represented. The Moonies were there with a very visible presence, the mind science people, the Scientologists, you name it, they were there. And then Bread for the World had a booth out there, and Oxfam, and I was just quite startled at what I saw. And how well organized it appeared to be, and they had extensive sodium lights. They were going to make this very expensive video to display elsewhere. And it would have been probably a fine video for them if things hadn't transpired that evening for them to ruin that video. But anyway, Benjamin Krem came in, and he looked like a distinguished Englishman. He's quite elderly now, but that was 30 years ago, and he was quite a bit younger, so was I. And he he started spinning his head, and Dr. Stan, it was as close to a 360-degree turn of a head as I've ever seen. I don't know why his head didn't snap off his neck. He just kept twisting that thing back and forth, back and forth. He came in, he waved. It looked like he was giving a little wave to the audience. I thought he was waving, but when he did that, people appeared to fly into some type of a trance. I knew a fellow in the audience, or I knew many people in that audience, which was disturbing to me. I spotted a former law partner of mine sitting in the audience. I spotted my accountant sitting in the audience, taking it in like it was gospel. I had not talked to them about it. And I remember the former law partner had once tried to sell me on that I should go try Silva Mind Control, and there he was taking it all in. And there was a head of the Detroit Council of Churches, and he was sitting there. The entire Southeastern Michigan Holistic Health Medical Association was sitting there, and their program director was acting as master of ceremonies for the evening. And he's still writing New Age books under his name Dan Butt. And the Krem had that audience in an amazing trance. And it was quite frightening to me to watch it. I never really realized how Hitler must have pulled it off until I watched that audience that evening. And Krem was saying things that normally many people in that crowd that I knew would have deemed ridiculous. There was a fellow in the crowd behind us. He was a local film producer who I knew from political circles. And I turned to him and I said, Al, I know what I'm doing here tonight. What are you doing here? And he said, because, Connie, he said, I've joined Unity. We were required to take spiritual growth classes at Unity. I'm taking a course in miracles, and we are required to be here. It is a class requirement that we be here tonight. And then he said, I would have thought a progressive person like you would have joined Unity a long time ago. Well, then I explained to him, and as best I could while that thing was getting ready to get started, exactly what my problems with this were, and he appeared to come to for a while, and he thanked me for sharing that with him. And then the audience was just mesmerized, it looked like, except for me and my few spies, and the spies were more terrified than I was. And I saw what was going on. I started coughing and rattling papers, and I was starting doing anything to try to break the trance on these people. And the Krem called for a break and took a recess. And the first recess that he took, in fact, I think there were about three recesses he took during the night. The first one, when I tried to walk out, a woman sat and she put her knees right in front of her, and so I couldn't go through. And I said, excuse me. And she says, this will teach you not to rattle papers when he's speaking. And I don't think she probably would have dreamed of doing that normally. But anyway, I saw people out in the hall. I looked at the booth, collected the literature from some of the groups that were out there. It was like they were the New Age groups in town, the churches and political groups and political people. They were well represented that night in Detroit. It was almost an elite crowd. And then when the third break of the evening, Benjamin Krem, the crowd was starting to thin out because it was getting late, and some people had to leave for work, or at least get to bed so they could get up for work in the morning. And the crowd was probably about, probably a third of the people there had left. And Benjamin Krem said he wanted everybody to gather close when they came back. And they would recite the Great Invocation, which is literally a prayer to send the Antichrist. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth, so on and so forth. May Christ return to earth. And they, there was a little black woman that came and sat next to me, very prim and proper, like she could have been prominent and active in any black Baptist church in Detroit. And I turned to her as gently as I could, and I said, I hope it does not offend you, but I do not plan to say the great invocation with you when Benjamin Krem returns. I will say my own prayer. And she said, no, that's all right, honey. We all have our own paths to God. And I said, well, the reason I will not say it, I said, the scripture said very clearly that the Antichrist would come denying that Jesus was the Christ. I said, Benjamin Krem has denied it vehemently all evening. And he said that this Maitreya was the Christ and Jesus was not. And the woman said, well, there's been many Christs. I said, there's been one, and his name is Jesus. And people turned and rolled around and just looked at me like I was crazy. And then, and my friends there, they were terrified. They were, some of them were standing outside. They were getting a little afraid. Benjamin Krem came back in. He roped the audience. He started again, and he started twisting his neck the same way. I thought maybe the hypnotic effect on the audience. At first, it maybe had been occasioned by the expensive sodium lighting for the videotaping they were doing. But this time, he didn't have the lights on, and the effect on the crowd appeared to be the same. And he started the spinning of his head again. Anyway, he started out from the point of light within the mind of God, and I went nice and clear and loud, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." And I did that every stanza as they went through that, and they got down to the last one, said, "May light and love and power restore the plan on earth, and may it seal the door where evil dwells," which they define in the Alice Bailey books, which he was into and where he'd taken them from, as physically getting rid of Christians and Jews and monotheistic believers. And I said, when they came down to that stanza, and I said very nice and loud, I said, "May Jesus Christ return to earth and end the evil present in this room tonight." Dr. Stan, the acoustics in that room were wonderful. And anyway, Benjamin Krem had promised them he was going to have a transmission directly from Maitreya the Christ as soon as they were done with the great invocation. And he waited, and he waited, and he waited, and they were waiting and waiting and waiting. And to me, that was the spookiest part of the evening, because if he had been making it up, he could have said anything. He didn't have to wait for something to actually take him over, but whatever he was waiting for did not take him over that night. And he finally said to the audience, "That will be all. You are dismissed." And they went out, and of course, people were very angry at me for it. And the people from the bookstore were down there, and some people I knew from political circles too, and they were just furious. And I stood there calm, cool, and collected. And I said, "If you're Maitreya the Christ, Betrayer of the Christ, or whatever his name's supposed to be, where everything he's cracked up to be, one lousy Christian in the room saying the Lord's Prayer should not have stopped him."
But it did, and we'll be back in just a moment with Constance.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and basically, of course, this was 1982. They were convinced that this was the time that the Antichrist was going to come, take control of the world. There were articles in the local newspaper certainly lauding this. And this was really certainly part of a nationwide movement preparing for the coming of the Antichrist in 1982. And because Constance is describing this one day, there have been a number of storms, and she's actually driving her son to school this morning. Is this the morning when the Antichrist is supposed to come?
Well, there was a lot of expectation, and there was an article in the Detroit Free Press. It's Zoom, not Doom. It was a large article. It was by the same reporter who had written the article about Hand in Hand Through the New Age, the one whose articles we used to look at and get so terribly angry. And she said that this syzygy was a great thing, that it might mean that a new Messiah is on his way. And all the things that were taking place that day on it, including somebody was going to be speaking at the YMCA, somebody from Wyoming, Michigan, was going to be speaking. He had a group called the Coptic Fellowship, was going to be speaking in Fort Wayne, Indiana, my hometown, at the YMCA, on the three stages of the Christ reappearance. And she went through all these things that were taking place, that they were all doing an expectancy for this new Christ. And I remember Dr. Stan, I was just so terribly discouraged. And I looked at it and I thought, there's just no way to stop this. It's just too big, too terrible. There's absolutely nothing that we can do about it. I thought we were going to have to run into the woods, quite frankly. And that we going along with them was unthinkable. And that they obviously had a lot of power and a lot of confidence in what was going to happen. And I'll never know what made me do it, but at 3 o'clock that afternoon, I picked up the phone and I called the Detroit Free Press. And trust me, I was not one to pick up the phone and call reporters. I was always very shy about that. And I picked up the phone and called the Detroit Free Press and asked to speak to that reporter. And they said she was away from her desk. And I said, my name is Constance Cumby. I'm an attorney in downtown Detroit. And I have some information that may be of interest to her. Well, she called me back a few minutes later. And I was going to say something sharp to her, but she sounded so frightened I couldn't bring myself to do it. And I said, you've written several articles about the New Age movement. She said, yes, I have. I said, how would you like to see the flip side of that movement? And she said, what do you mean? I said, I've examined it carefully. It's identical to Nazism. And she said, why do you say that? And I talked about a number of things, including their population reduction agenda. And then and their attitudes toward the Jews. And then I quoted to her from Foster Bailey's book that one of their disciples had tried to unify Europe using the Rhine River Valley as a binding factor, and that attempt had been unsuccessful, but now a new attempt was in full swing. And I said, one doesn't need a degree in history to figure out who that disciple may have been. It was obviously Hitler. And anyway, I said, and they're using 666 and calling it a sacred number, which they were and are. And as soon as I said that, she went, oh, creepy. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, I'm speaking on this now every other week. And we had cut back every other week for time purposes at that library, church library in Livonia, that priest had made available to us. And I said, if you like, I'll send you a copy of my outline, my lecture notes. You can check my references for yourself and see if I've been accurate. And she said, no, if it's all right with you, I would like to come over to your office right now and look at your material.
Hold that thought, because we're getting ready for the break. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And basically, we have certainly a DVD and a 4-CD set, certainly written by Constance Cumby. We carry her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. It's a very, very important book. We recommend it to you. You need to understand the background of this movement, which permeates every aspect of our society today. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, we're this evening where you have the views of Constance Cumby, and we're reviewing the background of this diabolical movement, this vast movement which permeates every aspect of our society and ties into all of the secret societies we list in my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and some of the most powerful and wealthy people in the United States and throughout the world are part and parcel of this movement. Why do you think these people certainly have accumulated these vast fortunes of tens of billions of dollars and certainly have the tremendous influence that they have? You'll find that these people are tied in, almost all of them, are directly or indirectly tied into this truly satanic movement. And these people have been well rewarded for their efforts. But Constance is giving us certainly a summary. Going back, these are things we've talked about, have been working with for the last 30 years. But she lived this. And, of course, this is the background of how she came to understand what we call the New Age movement, the movement now which controls both political parties and our banking system and so many of our corporations, has their agents planted within the military, the educational system, and really within our religious ceremonies, seminaries, and largely has changed the very structure of our society. So Constance was telling us about certainly this article. It's about 1982, they're expecting the Antichrist to come. An article has appeared in the Detroit Free Press. Constance has actually invited the author of that article to come to her office and look at the information. Constance, you pick up the story.
Okay, well, she wanted to come over to the office, and it was just an incredibly gloomy, wet day. The whole day was just, the weather was awesomely bad. And she came over, and she looked like one of the little flower children right out of the 60s, and a little frightened, and I took her back, and she started looking at the material, and her reactions were pretty much like the priest who had looked at it a few months earlier in October of 1981. We're now March 10th, 1982. And she was going through this, and she went, wow, wow. And she was noticing things that I was even missing. And she was saying, look at this, look at this. And she said, wow, I was just on the verge of getting into this much more deeply. Wow. And finally she said, and I showed her things like David Spangler's book, Reflections on the Christ, and she was well aware of him. The New Agers were throwing information at her as for favorable coverage in the Free Press as fast as they could get it. And with David Spangler's book, Lucifer, Reflections on the Christ, and there a great big chapter, Lucifer, Christ, and God, and his statement, blunt statement, that the required entry point to the New Age was a Luciferic initiation. And she's going, wow, wow. And finally she turned to me and she said, knowing what you know about this, you must have read my former articles and become very angry. I said, yes, I did. And she said, I'll bet you thought of writing nasty letters to my editor. I said, yes, I did think of that. She said, well, it's a good thing you didn't. I would not have listened today. And she persisted, and she kept saying, what made you decide to call me today? And I kept saying, I can't explain it. I can't explain it. And finally she said, look, she said, 15 minutes before you called, she said, you don't know this, but I went to the ladies' lounge of the Detroit Free Press. I got flat down, flat on my face, Eastern style. I was going to pray to Buddha. And she said, at the very last minute, I changed my mind and decided I should pray to Jesus. And I prayed to Jesus and asked him to send me revelation. She said, 15 minutes later, you call and look, now I have revelation. And
Hold that thought. God does work in strange ways.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. By all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal.
Well, thank you, boss. Right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly this was 1982. Suddenly the reporter from the Detroit Free Press was given free rein to write an article about the effort that they were running ads all across the country announcing that suddenly this new world messenger was about to come. They didn't really call him the Antichrist. What did they call him, the world messenger? What was it?
They called him Dr. Stan. They called him the Christ. They said the Christ is now here.
The Christ
and that he would be the Imam Mahdi to the Muslims. He would be the Krishna to the Hindus. He would be the Messiah to the Jews and the Christians.
So basically,
that's how they were phrasing it.
And basically, of course, they really believed, and I don't question their sincerity. I just think that they certainly have all been taken in. They've been misled, but they were spending $500,000 to put up. And remember, in 1982, $500,000 was a lot of money. And
it still is. Okay.
And they were putting these ads out all across America in first-class newspapers talking about the fact the Christ
worldwide,
was going
Dr.
to come.
Stan, not just America, worldwide.
Okay.
Jerusalem Post, London Times, New York Times, Los Angeles Times, all over the world. Kuwait, from Kuwait to Karachi, and they ran those ads, in major papers all over the world, and a host of smaller ones later. Because I bet they spent far more than $500,000, as many ads as they were running.
Well, you go right ahead then. So what happened?
Okay. Well, anyway, the ad campaign materialized, and they did run their ads on April 25th, 1982, worldwide, all over the world. And, of course, people were taken back by it, and a lot of folks had questions, and who are these people, dot, to dot, to dot. And I was about the only one who'd really collected significant amounts of data on them. Well, the Detroit Free Press then ran a page and a half picture story, I mean, a huge story on the work I was doing with pictures, and suddenly, instead of 30 people showing up for the lecture, because she mentioned there and that it was packed, there were hundreds and people trying to get in, there wasn't room for everybody, and they moved it into the foyer and the most expanded space they could find in the school, and it was just packed out. And then TV stations and radio stations were calling and asking for interviews. And then the WRIF, which is a local rock station in Detroit, very popular. They have a public service affairs program on Sunday night, and they called and asked me to be on that Sunday night, and I was supposed to be. They said they were going to have me do a debate with Benjamin Krem, and not let Benjamin Krem know I was going on and present both of us. Well, I went down to the station prepared to do it, and the funniest thing happened, or I might say the most miraculous thing happened. The cable line between that carried the phone transmissions then, which aren't nearly as advanced as they are now, went down, and they could not make the connection to London where Benjamin Krem was. And so I had the entire hour to myself to explain everything to people. And the phone lines jammed, and 500 people tried to call in and beg for the tapes. And so that's success in radio terms. So they then asked me to come back the next week when Krem was on. And that week he's on, and it was just chilling. And he said he'd heard about me. And, of course, I'm thinking, you know, I'm tangling with what the Bible said to be the greatest evil in the history of the world. I was terrified by what I was potentially in for. And he said he'd heard of me. I just had chills. And then he... in the course of that program, the second Sunday we were on, he finally accused me of being a religious fundamentalist. And I said, Mr. Krem, I said, I can understand your aversion to religious fundamentalism. I said, I can understand your aversion to the Bible as the written word of God. I said, after all, if I were on the FBI's 10 most wanted list, I certainly wouldn't want my friends dropping by the post office. And if they did come to the post office, I wouldn't want them and they read those posters, I certainly wouldn't want them to take anything literally. I said, every last thing the Bible has talked about, you have said tonight on this very show, we are going to do. And I started enumerating them, and he was begging for mercy. He said at the end of the program, I'm very disappointed you had that woman on. And then they tried to set me up. The station got a lot of pressure, and so the next week they tried to set me up with local New Age leaders and the pastor of Unity Church and Curtis Sliwa, who incidentally I wrote about in The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. He's very much into the New Age movement, and I said one of the things he was boasting about doing was setting up a world, his outfit worldwide. Well, they are worldwide. Now, they're in at least 80 countries. There was a 2005 picture of him in Bahrain on the Wikipedia article. He has set it up as a worldwide thing, and he's very much part of the movement. He was the cover story on New Age magazine back in those days. But they had him on, Unity Minister on, they were just basically trying to make me look silly that week, and the Lord was with us. They didn't succeed in making us look silly, and people ask me now, how do you get published? And I have to tell them, I said, you know, I don't have the foggiest. Publishers were banging on my door, and which was the truth. We publishers were banging on my door, and it was just like, and suddenly I was just everywhere with this. And Dr. Stan's support often came from where I least expected it. Opposition came from often where I least expected it, and I'm happy to tell you so many people that were involved deeply in the New Age movement, many of them repented and came out of it.
I'll never forget,
I
heard you talking, you were over in San Jose or Santa Clara, and I heard that you were going to be over there talking, and I went over there, and it was a packed, it was a standing room only crowd. It was sometime in that era, the early 1980s. You probably don't even remember the speaking engagement. I'm sure you were all over the country at the time, but this was our first introduction to the fact that there was this other force out there that most people were totally unaware of. But go right ahead.
Well, anyway, it was quite a battle. Once everything's picked up, and I'm trying to clean up my law practice and find attorneys to take my cases for me. Because this is going on, and literally I was on the road 7 years. Virtually, it was full time, and speaking on it and trying to educate people on it. And like I said, the support often came from where I least expected it. Opposition came from where I least expected it. And I was really shocked when I received threats and demanding silence from me in the evangelical Christian community particularly. And I thought when I started to be kind of simple, Christians versus lions, us versus them, and it wasn't that simple. Some of us were probably them. Many of them, a fair number of them, became us. I saw many things on over the years. One of the most gratifying things I saw was one of the publishers of an important New Age book, Earth at Omega, by Donald Keyes. And Keyes was heading what they were planning, hoping it would be a worldwide congress, and it was supposed to be a move for global governance. He had been an administrator of Lucis Trust and had been president of the World Federalists and active in several anti-nuclear campaigns, so on and so forth. And he wrote a book, Earth at Omega, Passage to Planetization, and he said in that book that so far the New Age movement had avoided developing a backlash. He said, but if one did develop, it would be a movement that would be very hard to identify, and moreover, it would look like it reflected good old-fashioned American values. And, of course, in 1985, he gave a speech in North Carolina, which somebody sent me the tape of, and he was fulminating at the mouth, and he was just screaming, and he said, you know, we have developed a backlash. He said, there's that book, The Dangers of the Rainbow. And I understand that he pretty much went into Mount Shasta in California, probably not all that far from you, and has been living as a hermit since. He's got to be quite an elderly man by now, because I believe he did fight as a young man in World War II. And I even heard from one of his sons and his son's fiance who had read my books, and and told me that he had, the author of that book had abandoned his family when this this boy was only 10 years old and said he was going off to serve the world. And it cut across so many family lines. There was a couple that we watched it when David Spangler spoke at University of Michigan. It's public money for the honorarium, no less. Mr. Luciferic Initiation himself. And there was a couple behind us. There was a Christian physician, woman physician that went with me who attended the same church I did at the time. And we turned around and we were talking to the couple, and they said that they'd been to hear Benjamin Krem speak, and he was such a nice man. Well, he was absolutely metallic. I could have thought of many adjectives for Benjamin Krem, but nice was not one of them. And anyway, it was the same thing that night. But would you know, Dr. Stan, I had a call then. This family was, it was a prominent lumber company in Detroit that this couple was running. And if I didn't have a call from the man's sister who lived in Ohio, who brought me down to speak, and many of the people in southern Ohio who learned about the New Age movement and what it was about and why they should beware of it were from the sister of this man who was a staunch Christian. And that family was divided right down over this thing. And I've even heard now David Spangler's sister called me. David Spangler's first cousin was in Columbus, Ohio, and she was on part of the committee that brought me in. It's like it divided families almost right down the middle. And many families told me they had been concerned about this for years, and they were so concerned. They were so happy now that somebody was finally speaking out on it.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formed is Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Thoughtful, that's all. Well, anyway, Constance is certainly being invited to for the major conference, and she was certainly talking about Benjamin Cram. The people there, of course, were very, very critical of her, even though she had been invited to come.
Dr. Stan, I have to stop you right there. They didn't invite me to speak. I was invited to come attend and listen to speakers.
Okay, fine. You're invited to attend. You go right ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that. That would have been a golden opportunity to have educated them, but I would not have given a unification church where Reverend Moon claimed to be the Lord of the Second Advent, that Jesus had failed in his mission, and that God had to turn to Reverend Moon instead. I wouldn't have given him any dignity whatsoever by speaking. But anyway, they were when they discovered who they had in their audience and what my probable agenda was, they were anxious to get me out of there and not contaminate their other guests or spoil their agenda. And they had, it was just an ungodly, it was the most ungodly bridge I ever saw between fundamentalist Christians, conservative Catholic Christians, and the New Age. And they, Joseph Tully, who was setting up the human barricade chain to isolate me and ship me out. Basically, they held me as a prisoner for a few hours. And he said, it was very unfair of you to accept our invitation, feeling as you do about Unification Church and the New Age movement. And I said, well, I thought that's why you invited me. That's why folks usually invite me. And then your letter said you were independent of Unification Church. He said, you're sophisticated enough to know better than that. Well, I did know better than that. But anyway, then I said, I heard a fascinating fellow speak in Detroit, November 4th, 1981, chap by the name of Benjamin Krem. I could not help but notice that the Unification Church people were present. And I thought he would say, who's Benjamin Krem? And I was prepared to explain it. Dr. Stan, I never had to. Instead, he blurted out, he said, yes. He said, we work with Benjamin Krem and Tara Center. I hadn't mentioned Tara Center to him. Hearing about 17 other good-sized males forming a human barricade to hold me behind their lines. And he said, we work with Benjamin Krem and Tara Center, but we don't all agree on who that new Christ is. And I said, yes, but you all agree on who he isn't, don't you? I said, you all agree he isn't Jesus. I said, and that, my friend, is the test of Antichrist. Not who's currently jockeying for power within your crummy movement. And he said, we've canceled your invitation. The hotel has been notified there to accept no further charges from you. And we have you booked on a 2:30 Republic Airline return trip to Detroit. And I protested there was no way I could be packed and make it by then. So he dispatched somebody else and they came back. And he said, we've rerouted you on a 4:00 Northwest Orient flight to Detroit. You are to have no further contact with our other guests. And I was graciously permitted one call home to my husband to come and pick me up at the airport. And Joseph Tully himself sat with me. And while I was eating lunch, I ate lunch in the restaurant because they were having the group lunch and they didn't want me anywhere near those folks. In fact, that's where I met Kofi Annan. He was at that meeting. And I had talked with him at some length the night before. He was there, and one of those in that crowd that night. And there was a general, brigadier general from the Air Force, a general E.D. Wolner, that was there. And then Cleon Skousen, who many people perceived as a conservative writer, Mormon fellow, he was in a position. And it was quite a coalition. But the bottom line was that Reverend Moon was a great guy. And that was during the time that Reverend Moon was still in prison, as I recall. And anyway, it was very frightening. They had me barricaded. They had people accompany me to the airport in a very crowded car. And then somehow they were allowed to walk on the plane with me. And I'll tell you, I was very thankful when I landed in one piece. And then after that, for a long time, we had kind of hang-up calls. Of course, I gave them more free advertising than they'd ever counted in the radio interviews I was giving. And then I found out that they had, with money spread around generously, they had done many damage in many church circles. And it wasn't, that wasn't the only New Age group that did the same thing, because Paul N. Temple has also spread around enormous money, neutralizing Christian forces.
And curses, one thing is, they do not want people to understand that these people represent the Antichrist. They do not want people to understand there really is this supernatural force out there moving and preparing the world for the coming of this world ruler, because this is the Antichrist, who certainly is prophesied. And Chris Constance is here, one person certainly on the front lines, trying to get the information out, and everything is being done to target her. But I believe God has protected her all through the years, just as he has this small cadre of people who are trying to bring out the truth today.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We were simply talking about the fact that Sunny Constance was under a great deal of pressure as she was trying to get the truth out, and that actually the publisher, publisher of a newsletter had written her, and just picked the story up there.
Well, actually, the publisher was the publisher of one of the most important New Age books out at that point, Earth and Omega, Passage to Planetization by Donald Keyes and Norman Cousins. And Norman Cousins was an extremely famous literary figure, and he also, I guess, had some inroads in the medical field at one point towards the end of his life. But he was the Saturday Review author. He was a welcome guest at the White House. He'd been president of the World Federalist at one point. Extremely influential, and they had written this book together. And Donald Keyes had written the book. Norman Cousins had written the introduction. And so they had worked together for several decades on this project. And anyway, one day I'm looking at my mail, and here I have a long letter from the publisher of that book saying he had read my book, that he had to confirm the truth of what I had to say, that he had rethought his whole position. He'd been a secular Jew and who'd gotten deeply into the New Age. He told me things I didn't even know about, that he was present at the creation of East-West Journal, and he was tight with the folks at the New Age Journal and so on and so forth, and that when he discovered this, he told Norman Cousins and Donald Keyes he would not publish their book anymore, and moreover, he was going to destroy his remaining stock of what he had. They would have to find a new publisher. And they did have to go find a new publisher, and the job that this man had done on their book had been absolutely elegant. I have it on the shelf sitting behind me. But the new book was rather amateurishly laid out and formatted. They went to, it looked like a desktop publishing, 300 dot per inch format for that new book, and it didn't look one-tenth as good as the old book. And he came out of the movement, and he stayed out of the movement. And then I heard from other people, and sometimes people would tell me how terrible somebody was in the New Age movement that they had encountered. And then one day I would receive a letter from that person they told me was so terrible, and they too had come out of it. And that's what kept me going. I had wonderful letters from people in the New Age movement saying, thank you, thank you. I didn't realize what I was into. My eyes are open. I've repented of this. This is what I'm doing to warn others. And I kept that stack of letters because when I was taking so much abuse and blackballing, I mean, they even tried to shut me in Christian circles out of my own circles. It was just that I needed a sense of humor to survive this thing. And I used to laugh and say, well, let's see, I'm the first person who ever saw this. I said, even my enemies credit me with that. I said, and the only person who never, ever saw it correctly. And to this day, when the New Agers write about their serious opposition, generally I'm the only one who gets seriously mentioned. And that's more than 30 years later. But many times in Christian circles where they wanted to blackball me and tell people to go back to sleep, my work wouldn't be even mentioned. I would be the only thing that wouldn't be mentioned in the bibliography. And there were so many attempts, but you know what, Dr. Stan, we got the word out on it. We got the word out on this thing worldwide. They can never put it back in a box. And there are other people getting the word out on it. And there's been so many people doing wonderful work on it and attempting to warn people. And it's been an experience, and it's still going on. Some people think, unless they hear me speak somewhere, I was amused. I saw something on the internet by somebody who'd been involved in publishing my first book, and a Christian senator from Louisiana back in the past, and a wonderful man. But anyway, he said that the New Age movement had gone away, but now it was on the way back. No, it never went away. Now, because I've been watching it all the time, I've tended to see it as a continuum. It's just growing and getting bigger, and it's making more inroads. They have had their upsets. They've had their setbacks. But it has not gone away, and they are definitely back on the march. One present figure who's been present through an awful lot and is still extremely influential in it, and she was active in it back in the early 60s, starting out even, and maybe even earlier, Barbara Marks Hubbard. And she's very much a present on it. And if people think the New Age movement's about peace, light, and love, they should take a serious look at some of her books. And one was published by Lawrence Rockefeller. She was selling the unpublished manuscript, which probably was a little bit wilder than the published version, but the published one that he published was wild enough. But she had quotes in there that you're familiar with and I'm familiar with, such as the voices speaking through her, they, quote, channeled voices were saying, "We come to bring death. We do this for the sake of the planet. The riders of the pale horse are about to pass among you. They will separate the wheat from the chaff. This is the most painful hour in Earth's history." And they're absolutely convinced that 2012 happened for them, that their shift has come. And frankly, looking at some of the chaos we've got going on in the country right now, it's not too hard to believe that maybe something has happened. And I know I was so frightened about it when I first discovered this, terrified, but the thought came over me, Dr. Stan, that gave me absolute peace. And that was this, that first night when I was so terrified, and all at once the thought came over me, nothing can happen to you until God is ready. If God is ready, there is absolutely nothing you can do to stop it. And it's God, not them, you have to account to when you get done. And with those thoughts in mind, I've had perfect peace doing what I'm doing.
Well, it's very interesting. A friend called me just the other day and was frightened to death by something that had happened. And basically, because I had the consolation of being able to say, look, you don't have to worry. This is a spiritual battle. You and I are on the front lines of this battle. And basically, of course, we will be protected as long as God wants us protected. And when you understand that certainly what we're doing is God's work, and for whatever reason, you're doing it, I'm doing it, and basically, certainly nothing bad is going to happen unless he wants to allow it. And if he doesn't want to allow it to happen, we're going to be safe. And I think it was such a consolation to this individual to actually hear somebody saying that. And I agree with this, certainly. This is what's protected you. This is what's protected me. And this small cadre of people are on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle over the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Now, basically, do you see anything in current literature or current New Age literature suggesting they're anticipating the world ruler will be coming soon?
The 2012, their shift, they're talking about it now. Their spiritual development, the political changes that they want to make, the global governance. Who their specific person is, Benjamin Krem, is quite elderly now, but you know there have been other people have stepped in for him, including Wayne Peterson, who was a Fulbright Scholar administrator and used to be a diplomat with the State Department. John Graham, there have been a number of prominent folks. Barbara Marx Hubbard is still very much out there. This health system bothers me. The education, we're hearing a lot of things in education circles now about the core curriculum. Well, that core curriculum is a New Age curriculum, and it was pioneered originally by Dr. Robert Mueller, who was Secretary General of UNESCO and 37 other UN agencies, and he was very much a New Ager, very active with Lucis Trust, active with Jose Arguelles on the 2012 thing, the calendar, proposed calendar change. There's a prophecy in the Bible about he shall think to change times and laws, and that's one of the things on their agenda. They'd like to see a 13-month, 28-day calendar instead, and getting rid of our present calendar. They don't want to be reminded of a Christian era or Anno Domini or anything else. They're busy with that. They're busy with the global governance. They're busy with their chaos, that chaos is going to take things apart. The whole global warming thing, I have a huge collection of books from when I first started my research that said if we didn't do everything they wanted us to do just the way they wanted us to do it, we were going to have a new ice age. And then we had a few mild winters, and then if we didn't do everything just the way they wanted us to do, we were going to have a global warming. And but basically the environmental movement has been a big instrument. Barbara Marx Hubbard boasted about that in a speech I listened to from her in 1988 when she said now they had their crisis, the environmental crisis. I saw Paul Temple, who is the co-founder of the Institute of Noetic Sciences. He's been part of the core group with the Fellowship Foundation in Washington since 1944, the year I was born. And he's still alive and active, and I think he donated $210,000 to them last year. I just looked at his latest 990 report. But I also looked at his contributions to see where else they were going, and one of the groups he was contributing to was negative population growth. And they're back, they're beating the drums on the population reduction thing again, which is one of the things that got my attention. They're beating the drums on religion. The strategy of the movement was to pit the target groups off against each other, Jews, Christians, and Muslims. It certainly looks like they've been doing a good job doing that. And I think that that's the theme that David Livingston is trying to make with his new variant. Looks like a very important book to me, Black Terror, White Soldiers, Islam, Fascism, and the New Age, and that they're pitting the target groups off against each other. And I haven't read the whole book yet. The review copy just arrived today, and I was looking through it before I started this interview. But they're on the march again, very actively, very aggressively. A lot of the people who thought they were going to be in the driver's seat in the world back in 1982 are still around. Of course, they're much longer in the teeth, just as we are, and they're not very happy at having this interruption in what they thought was going to happen and where they thought they would be. And the global core curriculum, Robert Mueller had said years ago, and then he had to give credit where credit was due. But now many states are trying to implement it. And where he said the state, the credit was due to, he couldn't take credit himself. He had to give credit to the Tibetan master, Joel Cole. Now, that's the one who spoke through Alice Bailey, the founder of Lucifer Publishing Company, which changed its name to Lucis Publishing Company, and a leading New Age theoretician, a prominent theosophist, who then she and her husband formed their companion work In New York City. It's not an opposition work. If people, that's another piece of disinformation that's circulated in the Christian community. The theosophists, the Lucis Trust promotes the theosophical stuff. The theosophists have all the Alice Bailey books on their shelves, and they and basically their slogan is, "We are all one. We're all interconnected." So many wonderful groups doing such a wonderful work, they say, and indeed that's where they are. Until somebody like you or me comes along and points out, hey, those guys are working together, and at which point we're all separate. That's them, not us. And really there was a vast move to make Christians go back to sleep on this, and one of the things I've discovered now was that there were New Agers, prominent New Agers. Roland Gammon, who wrote Nirvana Now, was actually on the board of International Christian Leadership in Washington, D.C., that Prayer Breakfast Network. And it's a very disturbing picture. Barbara Mark Hubbard bragged that long ago in late 1980s, she was bragging that now all the groups with outwardly different purposes are merging and blending and coming together to do the one work. And so we've been infiltrated probably more than we know. Probably the truth was much worse than we suspected. And they probably suspected we all knew much more than we did. But anyway, God's in control. And this thing, we may be in for a rocky ride on this. And then again, God may hold it off longer. I don't know. The times are in God's hands. And I think if we go out there and try to set dates ourselves, we just play right into the enemy's hands. Let them set the dates and let them be laughed at. But we don't need to be doing that. But there are some people that do it. And I think we need to be careful. And like the doctor, when the Edgar Wisenots come along and then the well-meaning Harold Camping last year who set dates, and I understand that there were people in foreign countries who actually suffered death and from persecution because of that, and some people had hardships because they sold and divested them things of that. Now, the New Agers have done the same thing when there have been prophecies, New Age prophecies about destruction. Sometimes the New Agers have put their things out there for sale and ran, but we don't need to fall into that. And I think basically we just have to remember that God's in control, and that like the Israelites when they were in captivity, the Babylonian captivity for 70 years. They were told to build houses and plant and live there and establish themselves there. And the same thing, we're not just to throw everything away, we're going to have to realize the times are in God's hands, but there's going to come a time when these things are going to happen literally. When they do come, the warnings are plain. I think that's why we were told not to add, not to subtract from the book of Revelation, because these things are going to come down literally as written. And that's why the New Agers don't want you reading the Bible. They don't want you taking it literally, because if you were on the post office, FBI's 10 most wanted list, you wouldn't want your friends dropping by the post office. And we're in a situation where we just have to pray daily and fervently, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, and acknowledge that God has the power, the glory, now and forever. And we're in some perilous times, but it's not going to happen until God's ready. But if God's ready, we'd better be ready, because there was also a plain scriptural warning that one day the day would come when God would no longer strive with man, that he would suddenly say, okay, let he who is filthy be filthy still, let he who is righteous be righteous still. And we don't want to be on the wrong side of that one. So it's very important. It's not that we have perfect truth. Self-righteousness can be just as bad a spirit as any other spirit out there.
Well, I think
we have to really care what the truth is. There was a profile who accepted the Antichrist and who didn't. And the profile was never perfect truth. It's that in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, it was the love of the truth. And those who did not have the love of the truth would be caused to believe a lie. And we have to fervently care what the truth is and walk in it and not compromise it. And pray that we be guided through this. And we were promised that God guides the thoughts even of a righteous man. And we just have to watch. There's traps out there on all sides of the path. And we really have to just put ourselves in God's hands and strive to see what's going on. We were never called to be naive. We were told not to be ignorant of the devices of Satan. But basically, I've rattled on, but...
Well, I think between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. Between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. God knows when this is going to come to pass. We don't. There are lots of things that make me think something big is on the offing, but we have no way of knowing. Our guest has been Constance Cumby. Fascinating overview of what's going on today. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan here, and I hope many of you want to get this two-hour program and listen to it several times this evening. It's very important. We actually have a four-CD set of my interviews with Constance Cumby. We carry her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. We have a DVD, the talk that Constance gave at our conference here a couple of years ago. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. This is a very real movement. It ties into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, these people of great wealth. Who do you think is funding all of these things? The richest men in the world, and of course so many of them, tie into this world occult movement. And when you get into the background of these people with billions of dollars, you find so many of them are deeply involved in the occult. And this movement, this effort to bring about a one world government, a one world financial system, and a one world religion. And when you understand that, it'll help you to understand what's going on in the world today. So let me suggest that you may want to get copies of the program we did this evening. You'll certainly want to get a copy of the DVD of Constance talking about her experiences, and certainly you could get the first 2 hours of the program tonight, our four CD set of the of my interviews with Constance. And then, of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, so you can put it all together. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And there, of course, you can certainly or listen to our radio programs. You can 24 hours a day, 4 hours live, and the rest is certainly archive programming. You can certainly watch many of our television programs. They're free. You can read our newsletter. You can read our treatise on the population control agenda. And there really is a plan to kill billions of people. They've already killed billions, several billion, and they'll kill a lot more before this is over. I certainly want to get my treatise on population control. Basically, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, you're in a position to help us. We could certainly use your help. As with most of the conservative movement, having some financial problems, we've had to cut back our weekend programs, but we want to continue our programs 5 hours a day. So if you can join the Radio Liberty family, if you're in a position to help, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly, you can subscribe to the Radio Liberty newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can get the various health products and other things that we carry, which will actually help maintain your health. And you really should have a large supply of these products on hand for when you get the flu. Certainly, most people are deficient in magnesium. So many people are taking all sorts of cardiac medication. And all they really need is magnesium. Of course, you should be taking supplemental vitamin D3. You should be taking curcumin and the other flavonoids. And certainly, if you'd like a list of the health products we carry, call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And or certainly we hope that you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can get the products there. Or certainly if you'd like to get a catalog, just give us a call. We'll be glad to send you a catalog free of charge. And we hope that you'll encourage others to listen to our programs, because basically the greatest gift you can give to anyone is to bring them into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And many of the people who listen to our programs have actually eventually given their lives to the Lord, understanding that we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being played out on a political and ideological and cultural and financial and economic battlefield, but it truly is a spiritual battle. So once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, and then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Land that's free. Let us all be grateful. We'll be right back.